When we talk about peace and how to get there, what we're really talking about is the search for truth. Try to see the advantage of getting to something by truth rather than by practice. Let's say I'm trying to quit smoking. There are techniques I can try, but they're always painful and difficult. Very often, there'll come a moment when I see something a certain way, like I see myself a certain way, or I get diagnosed with lung cancer and I understand that I'm going to die, or I see a friend get in trouble with similar bad habits. When I see something strong enough, when I understand it, then the habit can often disappear by itself. The bad habit can dissolve. That's an extreme example. Much more simply, it might be I see some facet of myself that I don't like. I see some facet of somebody else that I then can't unsee and I can no longer be friends with them. Understanding and seeing changes organically in a way that pure practice and technique cannot. When you're practicing how to do something, there's always a gap between you and the thing. There's always a repetition that you have to keep doing. There's always a struggle. There's always conflict. If we want peace, then one of the things we have to give up on is self-conflict. We even have to give up on self-improvement because self-improvement is just a dressed-up form of self-conflict. We have to instead use our natural curiosity for everything to understand things better. And then through understanding, we will naturally improve ourselves. Once we truly understand the effects of unhealthy food in our body, when we can see the extra weight we're carrying, when we can track the glucose spike and crash and see how we physically feel worse for having eaten too much sugar, when we see how caffeine hops us up and then crashes us down at the end of the night, then we automatically change for the better. So the path towards peace is truth.